Chapter 5, The 1960s. Fascism Takes to the Streets. The self-styled revolutionaries had grown increasingly brazen in their campaign to force concessions from the university. Students and professors who were labeled race traitors received death threats. Enemies of the racial nation were savagely beaten by roaming thugs. Guns were brought onto the campus, and the students dressed up in military uniforms. Professors were held hostage, badgered, intimidated, and threatened whenever their teaching contradicted racial orthodoxy. But the university administration, out of a mixture of cowardice and sympathy for the rebels, refused to punish the revolutionaries, even when the president was manhandled by a fascist goon in front of an audience made up of the campus community. The radicals and their student sympathizers believed themselves to be revolutionaries of the left, the opposite of fascists in their minds, yet when one of their professors read them the speeches of Benito Mussolini, the students reacted with enthusiasm. Events came to a climax when students took over the student union and the local radio station. Armed with rifles and shotguns, they demanded an ethnically pure educational institution staffed and run by members of their own race. At first, the faculty and administration were understandably reluctant, but when it was suggested that those who opposed their agenda might be killed, most of the moderates quickly reversed course and supported the militants. In a mass rally reminiscent of Nuremberg, the professors recanted their reactionary ways and swore fidelity to the new revolutionary order. One professor later recalled how easily pompous teachers who catechized about academic freedom could, with a little shove, be made into dancing bears. Eventually, the fascist thugs got everything they wanted. The authorities caved in to their demands. The few who remained opposed quietly left the university, and in some cases the country, once it was clear that their safety could not be guaranteed. The University of Berlin in 1932? Milan in 1922? Good guesses. But this all happened at Cornell in the spring of 1969. Paramilitary black nationalists, under the banner of the Afro-American Society, seized control of the university after waging an increasingly aggressive campaign of intimidation and violence. The public excuse for the armed seizure of the Cornell Student Union was a cross-burning outside a black dorm. This was later revealed to be a hoax orchestrated by the black radicals themselves in order to provide a pretext for their violence and to overshadow the administration's faint-hearted and toothless reprimands of six black radicals who'd broken campus rules and state laws. This Reichstag fire-style tactic worked perfectly as the gun-toting fascist squadristi stormed Strait Hall in the pre-dawn hours, rousing bleary-eyed parents who were staying there for parents' weekend. These bewildered souls, who had the misfortune to bankroll the educations of the very gun-toting scholarship students now calling them pigs, were forced to jump from a 3-foot-high cargo deck into the freezing Ithaca rain.